broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
The anger in this news hour was not an original part of
my
it.
My husband had me with
it's a great moment because they won. People didn't think they would.
I don't feel like I have to apologize.
You're a fascist.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night, baby, we take you through the looking glass and beyond, a radio show where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass, we go to places other talk shows cannot go. The big night for Republicans. We'll get into some of the results from tonight's midterm elections. Shoal Heller is going to be joining us from Inter, which is a German magazine and blog. And we haven't talked to Shoal in quite some time. He's traveling in the United States, and we'll get the foreign press's view of these elections. And it's, we are told, a momentous, momentous night. Also, a high school basketball coach in Mississippi admits to whipping his players with a weightlifting belt. Plus, is alcohol more destructive than heroin? A new study says yes. 877-876-PHIL. So we got Shoal Heller coming up. We also have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He was out at the polls today in Southern California, also in touch with other Citizens Auxiliary Police officers in West Virginia, as well as Washington State, as well as Nevada, where there were some very, very closely fought contests politically as well. So we'll be talking with him about that. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, our good friends in Houston, KPRC 950 AM, and in Albuquerque, KTBL 1050 a.m. in the beautiful state of New Mexico, Albuquerque. PhilHendryShow.com, of course, is our website. And may I just take a moment to thank the great Howard Stern for talking about our show this morning. The reason why I'm saying this is because we got a ton of people responding to what Howard and his crew were talking about on the show this morning and just giving us some props, and we appreciate it a lot. I mean, we got response on Twitter. We got it over at Facebook. I think we might even have made some money out of it, Howard. Thanks. I mean, I might have got a few subscriptions out of it. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to get Shoal Heller here on the line. I know you guys have been traveling in the United States, Shoal, and throughout, much of the last few weeks, you guys have been all over the country in anticipation of these elections, right?
It has been a good time, Phil, for all of us for traveling here because we did not think we'd have the opportunity to see as much of the country as we did. We were here much longer than we anticipated. We were supposed to be here only a week, and we came out early, and they told us just to stay through the election. And so we, as a little bit of a bonus, were able to cover these very interesting and important elections of the American people here in these midterms.
And what were you here originally for, Shoal, just out of curiosity?
It was a general piece on America's move towards the internet telecommunication, and by that I mean the telecommuting of workers in America. We were looking at the high-tech revolution and how it's affected commute time, for instance, the layout of urban as opposed to suburban. So it's much different, project than what we were looking at.
Is America any different from any other country when it comes to how we're using the internet and how we're telecommuting? And are we that much different?
America's not that much different, but America is much bigger geographically, with the exceptions, of course, of Russia, of course, or Australia, or some other countries that you would think of as a first world democratic or approaching a democratic model. So America had physically, geographically, further commute time. And with the advent of the telecommuter, all of that, of course, is out the window. You know, you can work wherever you are and however far away from the main source of your business.
We're talking here to Shoal Heller from Inter, the German blog and news website. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Well, you took a good look today at the elections. You saw what happened across the country. You saw the American people exercising what we have exercised in our country since the 18th century, this right to vote in and out our elected representatives. What did you take away from all of this?
Well, it's always for anyone really who's not an American to look at the American people and how they go about their decision making is always I don't know how to say it. It's eye-opening. It's exciting. It's sometimes confusing. It's all of those things rolled into one.
What is the main difference between, say, American democracy and what you guys do in Germany? You guys go to the polls there. You vote for people there.
Yes, we do. But there is a passion. There is a marriage of passion and almost a marriage of passion and frustration that goes on in America that is unique to my experience and one that I don't understand this election that we look at. And we see now in 2008 that this man, Barack Obama, is elected to be the president, and there was great excitement for Barack Obama. Tonight, I see the election return, and I see great excitement for repudiation of Barack Obama. And I smile to myself. You know, I'm traveling with two of my colleagues, Catherine and George, are two of my colleagues that we look at this tonight, you know, because we were watching on the television and so forth, and even tried to interview some people near the polling place. But it is an absolute mystery to me.
What is a mystery to you? The fact that we elected Obama and then repudiated him tonight?
Yes. The mystery is this. How can you say, I support Barack Obama, and then 2 years later turn around and say, I don't support Barack Obama? Americans are a very angry people at times. Not always, but I see them as very angry now. And I wonder if that anger is because they're frustrated with their own inability to make up their mind where they want to go with their country. And I wrote a small piece that is a small feature piece for our magazine that's going to appear next week, in which I said much of the anger, for instance, that we hear of in America, if it's expressed in the criminality of the American people, and there oftentimes are these stories of criminality from America that are so frightening really to us in Europe that we are not, it's difficult for us to put together the view that we have of America as being such a wonderful country and violence, you know.
I know. I understand.
And so I said, well, the violence comes from this schism in the American soul. One day they want to elect Barack Obama. The next day they hate him and want to elect a Tea Party man. And then another day they want to elect another man. And I am shocked at this, you know, and amazed at this.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking to Joel Heller here from Inter, the German blog and news website. I want to ask you, I'm listening to what you're saying, okay, and you're not the first correspondent, Joel, that I've talked to or foreigner who said, wow, your country is really confusing. And as a matter of fact, if I go and I travel to another country, I bet you 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to say to somebody, wow, your country is really confusing.
Yeah, but this is different because America is seen by the world as a place that has done a lot of good, you know, and has done so much good. My grandfather, though, and I want to say this is not my opinion. My grandfather is a wonderful, but he was a Wehrmacht soldier at World War II, you know.
Okay, your grandfather was.
Yes, and he would like to say, how can a country of people that are so stupid, how could they have beat our country at war? And I said, well, and I always said to my grandfather, who is now dead many years, but I'd say, you don't understand the Americans. He said, he would say to me, I guess I don't understand Americans, because I can't believe these people are as, he would use this word, stupid.
Stupid's a little harsh.
Forgive me.
Maybe clueless? I don't know.
Clueless is a good word, you know. He said, how can these Americans that are so erratic and they flip-flop, how can they have beat us in the war? And I said, Papa, my grandfather would be, we fall over. I would say, Opa, You don't know Americans. They're not as dumb as you think they are. And he went to his deathbed to say, Americans, you will see, are so stupid. You know, this kind of word. It's a very harsh word, but...
Well, was he saying that Americans are stupid, or was he just saying that, I guess it doesn't matter, this was your grandfather, and that was his opinion. It's a different generation.
Yeah, a very different generation, Bill.
All right, so the view, though, is that Americans are... All right, so we voted for... We're talking, by the way, to Joel Heller, who's a German writer and is talking about America and the elections we've just had. And you're here observing these elections, Joel, along with a lot of other writers, broadcasters, and media types from all over the world. And people in your country will form opinion based upon what you say to them. What are you going to say to them?
It's a great question, Phil. You know, the last time I talked with you, I said to you that if there's one way to describe America for me, is that it's erratic. The people of America, there's a word that you use in your elections. You say flip-flopper, you know.
We use that a lot in elections. Yes, we do.
Yes, you say flip-flopper, and I say Americans are like flip-flopper. Their elections make no sense. Why are Americans angry? What is wrong with them? Tonight's election just shows how crazy and sort of nonsensical Americans are, and they can't make up their mind on what they like. And they have the most wonderful country in the world, and yet they are so unhappy. You know, and...
Well, I mean, unhappy is an existential sort of... Yes.
But you see, Americans are unhappy not because their country is a bad country. Americans are really unhappy, I think, because in some way my opa might have said the wrong word, but maybe they're unhappy because they are not, because they are stupid.
And again, that's a really harsh word to call Americans stupid. You said flip-flop?
Yes, Americans are flip-flopper. In 2 more years, Americans will re-elect Barack Obama president of the United States. Then 2 years after that, you will hate him again. You see, you are inconsistent, and that says a lot about the people of this country. I have got to try to get the German people and the people of the EU, who read a lot of my writing, to respect America again, you know. But it's difficult to respect a country that I love Obama. No, I hate him. No, I love him. No, I hate him.
Is it a mental illness? See, I can explain to you what...
I know you... You would simply put the media spin, Phil, you know, and that's not good enough for me to...
Is there any American that could explain it to you?
You know, we talked today in line of people that came from the voting. And I said to Catherine, I said, I'm going to, I think, find out some answers here. Well, the people that came out, I said, do you mind me to say, I don't care how you voted, but do you mind me to say or to ask you, are you happy with America? No, I'm not, most of the people said. I said, did you vote for Obama? And a lot of them said, yes, they are. I said, you don't like Obama. They said, no, we don't. I said, but in 2 years, you know, you will love Obama. And all of them looked at me and said, you know, you are probably right. And they looked sad because they knew that they didn't make any sense.
The Americans that you talked to came out and said, I'm not happy with America. I voted for Obama, but I'm voting against him. And when you said to them...
Yeah, I said, in 2 years, you'll probably vote for him. And they said, yes, we will. So they looked sad at how clueless or flip-flop that they were.
All right, 877-876. Phil, hold on, Joel. Good to talk with you again. Joel Heller from Enter, the German news blog and... Internet magazine. I keep getting confused. He's over here. He was writing an article actually about telecommuting, but just has watched the elections and is writing an article for his magazine, as are an awful lot of media from Europe and elsewhere, writing an article about our elections. And what is he taking away from it? We are very confused. We're very angry. We can't figure out what it is we want. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, that's the view of a German writer who is here in America, who likes this country, But he has no choice but to write to his countrymen. American people are unhappy because they just can't seem to figure out what it is they want. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for Shoal Henry coming up in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Yo, was that good? I don't know if I did good enough.
To the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Joining me, Shoal Heller from Inter, the news blog and magazine website from Germany. He's here writing on the American elections. Our midterms just took place. It's pretty exciting over here, Shoal, to see. I don't know. It's always exciting to see Americans go to the polls and deliver one of these big, big-time messages, which is, you suck, you know.
This is a big message you called, you suck, you know, came 2 years ago.
Yes, exactly. You're right. That was a big message of you suck, too, 2 years ago. I don't even know that I can remember 92 was one of those messages. 1980 was very much one of those messages. Maybe 1976 with Jimmy Carter. It's very difficult to say because it was a close election between Carter and Ford. But what you're saying is that this is not America making sense. This is America, in your mind, viewing it as a European, not making sense.
It's more, Phil, America not appearing to know what it's doing. It's more scary for me, a European, or for others. Look at America. It doesn't know how to do anything. It doesn't know what to do. It likes Obama. It doesn't like Obama. In 2 years, they didn't like Obama. Now they have Tea Party. No, they don't want Tea Party. And the confusion frightens those of us who have followed America and have looked to America as an example since our child. That now you see America more and more getting dumber and dumber. You know, dumber. And the term you use is a dumbass. I have this term. Today, to dumbass, you know, is America getting more dumbass? Is America more with a beanie, you know, on its head with a propeller?
We're just saying America is getting dumbass, which also is a pejorative.
Oh, I understand, but I don't mean offense, but
what does that mean to you?
It means to me that we don't have the example of good government, a good country, good society that we. That we might have had at one time. So if you have so many this dumbass people in your country, you vote in Obama 2 years ago, then today you put in Marco Rubio. So this is dumbass, you know. And in Germany, where we were told that this is the democracy that you want, that you must have, because this is how your country must go. You say to yourself, but look at America, there's this stupid people with Obama and Rubio Obama back and forth like a dumbass in this cartoon you see in America cartoon. You ask yourself, is this right for Germany? And we look back at our past to say a national socialist past. I don't want to kill Jewish people. I don't want to hurt Jewish people. But above, beyond that, maybe the National Socialist model was the right one. You know,
that's crazy talk. You talk about bringing back National Socialism without the racism. Because America?
Because the American voter is this dumbass that you say it does not follow a logic.
These elections, I just want to be clear, the elections we just saw, you say, is a dumbass election not following logic.
I don't have to say America that I don't love America.
No, I understand that, but that is your read. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls here for Shoal Heller in Minnesota right now, I think, at the Mall of America. Here is Scott in Jackson, Mississippi. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to say, first of all, I didn't vote for Obama. But after that, let me just say that the reason why people... I guess you'd say are angry with Obama is because of the direction that he's taking the country in. I think a lot of people didn't do the research on this on this man before he became president. And as a result, they just took him at his word. He said, you know, he's going to be a big uniter for the country. And we see the country more divided than ever, except for on the issue where, you know, we see more people with these Tea Party members. They want to actually take it back to, you know, the founding fathers' principles, but the freedoms that we were
here. In 2 years, you're going to love Obama again, you know. That's the part that we don't understand. First you don't like him, then you don't like him, and in 2 years, then you're going to like him again. See, that's the part that we don't understand. You know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Back with Joel Heller on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
It's weird, you know.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on election night 2010, or 2010, if you will. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. Go over there, get a backstage pass. You can see live streaming audio, or rather see live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of the show right now, as well as thousands of hours of archives, thousands of hours of great memories of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With us is Joel Heller from Inter, the German magazine and internet website, blog, news blog, talking about the elections. Show, you have been, it's very interesting, some of the things you've been talking about. You're saying that the American people send a message of confusion, that we send a message of, you've used this term, it's colloquial, but you use the term dumbass. You realize that that's highly insulting.
Well, I don't want to be insulting. I'm trying to give a the worst-case scenario, Phil. I'm trying to show you the level of fear that Germans would have, or people in Europe would have, to see Americans confused the way that they go from Bush to Obama to back to the Bush way in the span of 4 years. You become frightened, and you become... you wish for a country that had some control. In Germany, we are used to a much more... a controlled kind of thinking, if you will. When I said National Socialism, I did not mean the racism of anti-Semitism, but the control of a national party plus national election as opposed to local. You have in America far too many elections. The people are not intelligent enough to handle all of these elections.
Well, are Germans intelligent enough to handle all of those elections?
The Germans might be, they might not, I don't know. We don't have that many elections because we know that the people are busy. We are busy with our work, and we trust our leaders. But in America, you have elections all the time. You would think that people would be more intelligent, but they seem to get dumb. Forgive me. The more election, the dumbness, you know... It's a term that you're...
Are you talking about dumbing down?
Yes, sir, dumbing down, I'm sorry. Happened, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. So America is giving a bad representation, if you will, to the rest of the world, as opposed to a good one, with these elections. Sherry in Atlanta, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Joel Heller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Hi, this is Sherry.
Yes, Sherry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say maybe we did dumb down, but we're definitely wising up now. And what we're angry about, we want the government smaller. We want them out of our lives. We want our liberties, our freedoms back. It's that simple.
That's what smaller I want government to say. Example, and our freedoms example, back. You know.
But, sorry?
You say that you lost your freedom? Did you say, did the lady say that?
Yeah, so this election is about getting the government back.
So the last election was about giving the government away. That's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm talking about. This time you say you want your government back, but the last election you didn't want your government. You see.
Go ahead, Sherry.
This election is about letting the government know it is getting too big. They are getting too much into our business, and that was not how it was planned. That is not how it was set up to begin with. and they don't have the right to butt into our lives and grow the way we're growing and waste our money. It's that simple. We have
what
a right.
What was the last election
angry.
About? What was the last?
And we are not. And we are not stupid. This election is about letting the government know that we're not going to put up with their crap anymore.
The last election, what was that about in 2008?
The last election, unfortunately, was about people who wanted the same thing, but they got convinced by a narcissist named Barack Obama.
And so you want what that you want this now? How do you know you haven't been convinced by another narcissist this time?
Okay.
Well, see, this is what I find interesting, Phil. I said to the people, you are not stupid. And they said, no. Well, if they are not stupid, then why do they keep going back and forth? First I want Obama, then I don't want Obama. Then I vote. Well, first you want Obama, then you don't want Obama.
No,
I don't understand.
No, you have already decided that we're dumbasses and we're stupid. It's very simple. People believed him. He told them what they wanted to hear, and they believed
him.
And that's not dumbass. 2 years
that's
later.
That's not dumbass.
2 years
well,
later.
Well, wait a minute. Listen to the lady.
2 years later, they are realizing that he lied. And he continues
so they
to lie.
Now
and they're
that
letting
they
him know that we're not going to put up with it anymore. Okay.
And you're saying, show what? That now the people realize they're dumb?
Now the people say they're dumbass. Whereas the last 2 years, they were not dumbass.
Want to believe. Because we're a positive country, and we want to believe.
Right.
We believe in people. We
positive.
Believe in the best in people.
Are you dumbass?
What's wrong with that?
Well, you don't seem to be happy people.
No, if you're a journalist, can you come up with a better word than dumbass?
It was an American term that I learned. I thought it was applicable. I'm sorry. But I would say that if you 2 years from now are not happy, will you say then you were lied to or were you dumbass? You know, that's what I mean. If you're dumbass, but I don't know.
All right. I think the 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dee. Dee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Show Heller. Go ahead.
Hi. I think that Phil is not actually understanding the process here. We vote individually. We don't vote as a block. We're not as a complete one-mind America. We're all individuals. We don't want to be controlled by our government. We don't want our government to control our thinking, as apparently it is in Germany. And we're not afraid. My position hasn't changed since 2008. I did not vote for Obama in 2008 because I recognized what he stood for was not anything that I wanted in my government. However, a lot of other people felt differently.
I see. A lot of other people were stupid. I see.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, she's trying to, what do you call it, put the responsibility on someone else, you know. That is very German.
Well, no, our government
is... That's a very
is,
German trait. Very German.
Our government is designed to be of the people. We are designed to be our own government. We are to be a representative government, not to have a big, you know, paternal kind of government. We are to be a representative government. The people we elect are supposed to represent us. If they fail to do so, then we have the option, the right, the privilege to get rid of them if they're not representing us.
I understand that. But first they love Obama, then they hate Obama. Now that's confusion, and that's what we mean to get at the bottom of, you know. And you said that you didn't do it, someone else did. So that's also an interesting point of view. So I said, they're German. And when we said we'd go back to a national socialist model in Germany, is to say that there is more control over the decision-making from a national point of view, and there's not so much of a reliance upon these small decisions that ultimately result in a confused electorate, which is what you have in your country.
Just because they said they liked Obama and then they didn't like Obama, you call that a confused electorate?
It's very obvious to me, yes.
All right, 877. Go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, Obama's not on the ballot. He wasn't elected or diselected. He's not really.
Yes, he was. He was. I just heard tonight on the news that they have repudiated Obama.
No, Obama doesn't mean anything for this election. It's about
others. I see. It's not about Obama tonight.
It may be his party.
All right, Dee, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go to another call.
No, that lady is an example of this confusion. This is it takes more time, I think, than you have.
In what way is she an example of the confusion? I think that lady spoke very well.
She's saying, no, it's not about Obama, but yes, it is about Obama because it's about Obama's policy. And every American I speak to has a different way of understanding what has happened today, you see. And that's interesting to me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was wanting to address a couple of the points that your guest is making here.
Go ahead.
I all my family is European, meaning I'm first generation American, so I'm very familiar with their politics and their understanding, and they've typically over the years had a romance with the Democratic Party when Bill Clinton was in. You know, everything was, you know, it's just a soap opera, the coverage over there, and this is just the honest truth. They don't get any of the meat and potatoes, if you will, of what's actually going on in this country, because I've spent extensive time all over Europe.
Do you think this term dumbass is not a good term to say the dumbass?
Dumbass? What's dumb? I mean, how much of a dumbass?
That term is one I heard this term in America for 2 weeks. They said, well, look at this dumbass, look at that dumbass, if you heard this term, dumbass. And so I wrote in my article the dumbass as a way of describing American, the way American voters are, you know.
You're calling American voters.
I'm not going to entirely disagree with you. I'm going to say one thing. To talk about the election 2 years ago. The United States, there after 8 years of Bush, they were sick of Bush, just like they were sick of Clinton after 8 years of that. However, when you go in and, you know, you have that general feeling of, oh, well, you know, we're just sick of this guy, and John McCain is a Republican, so we're going to go with, you know, that's, you got this overwhelming backing to this largely unproven entity. But, you know, the thing with it is,
there's no meat and potatoes there. You know, it's all real weird, you know.
What do you mean it's weird?
Yeah, so you understand that, okay, so there's Clinton, then there's Bush, but wait, I don't like McCain, but maybe this guy. It's all real. Doesn't it make you frightened? It all seems as if the whole, it's like you walk out and there's a zipper broken, your fly's open, you know. America's walking around with its fly open.
America's walking around with its fly open.
Yeah, that's, for me, it's the way to look at it.
I know what you're saying, but I don't think your analogies are you know, necessarily the best fit. The thing is, what I agree with you on is that the Americans are not, Americans as a whole are not generally as informed as Europeans are. When
there
it comes to the news, the Europeans
exactly
pay
far
more attention to the news.
Yes.
And so
America, you can see, if you look at America, you might say, well, there goes America walking around with its, you know, its fly open. You know?
Well, with its fly open, like we're just the clown of democracies?
No. I would never say this. America was the founding state of democracy, but America has become so used to democracy and has become so familiar with democracy that it's almost as if you get out of bed in the morning and you say, oh, it's time now for me to be a democratic person, and your fly's open, you know, and your there's a split up the rear end of your pants. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Not quite. We'll be back here with more Shaw Heller. American voters, America's democracy has almost become, he used the term dumbass or clownish. America, when it comes to our democracy, we're walking around with our fly open. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back more with Shaw Heller on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Who's that? Hello?
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Back here with Shaw Heller from Inter, the online news blog from Germany, as we talk about the elections, the midterms that we've just seen here. I'm looking at Harry Reid. There's a live speech of Harry Reid, an acceptance speech here, as he has been victorious in North Carolina. And Shaw, you have been pretty sharp in your criticism of American democracy tonight. You say that we are flip-flopping, going from Obama, away from Obama, back to Obama, you know, from Bush, this, that. You say that there is a sort of dumbass, as you use this colloquial phrase. And you've even suggested that Germany would do better with a return to national socialism, albeit without the racial component.
Well, that has to be explained. When I say national socialism, I know that the Nazi Party is illegal in Germany. But when I say the Nazis in Germany, we don't have a good example of democracy. We look to America for an example of democracy, and we've got this exposition that we saw today and other times. I want my freedom. There is no people more free in the world than Americans, and yet they say they want their freedom. There's something very weird about that. So if Germans don't have a good example of a democratic government, we must then look to ourselves. Well, what did we come up with that if we fine-tuned it, you know?
You're going to fine-tune Nazism, huh?
To the extent that it is not cruel and not a racist, yes. If it means a leadership principle as opposed to this flip-flopping between I like Obama, I don't like Obama, and oh yeah, I'm not free, or yes, I am free, I don't know if I'm free. This frightens Germans. We look at Americans as if they are fools, blithering and babbling, you know. Confused. I'm not free. Yes, I am free. Tomorrow I'll be free. Yesterday I wasn't free.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to William.
You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
Well, from your perspective, I guess I can understand how it might appear that way. Yeah, William, in Chico, California, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Shaw Heller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's your guest speaker? What's his name?
The guy from
Germany. Are you an American citizen?
No, sir. I am here visiting on a
visit. You are not an American citizen? Then what business do you have getting involved in our elections? You have no business whatsoever getting involved in our elections. You have no
business
whatsoever.
Hold on. William, hold on. He's a writer. You know what a writer is, right?
Are you there?
William. Yeah, are you there is the bigger question. Are you there?
Oh, I'm right here, brother.
All right, okay. He's a journalist. You know what that is? A journalist?
That's fine.
All right.
He's a journalist.
You understand what a journalist does. You understand what a journalist does.
I have a lot more understanding than you realize about
Then you wouldn't ask the question, what's he doing over here, for starters?
Well,
all right, Shaw,
no.
Go ahead.
I don't want anyone to get angry.
No, I'm not angry. I'm just explaining to the caller so we can get to the point here of why you're here. You're a writer.
I'm a journalist, sir, yes.
Okay, that's fine. However, I do have a problem with the way you treated the last two callers, the two women. I don't like how you talk to them. You are not an American citizen, and you have no right to get involved with our elections.
They need to straighten out.
No right
they need
to
straighten out.
With anything about America.
They need straightening out. I had to straighten them out.
Now, here's the deal, pal. I did not vote for Obama, okay? I am an extreme right-wing
So you say.
I'm extreme to the right. So
you say.
Don't even go there with me, Clyde. I am a right-wing extremist, okay?
Look,
and I don't like you
didn't
coming into my country
and
telling anybody in my country how we should be acting or how we should be talking. Period, the end.
Well,
you have
no right to
do that. You are a guest in this country. Do you understand
that? Yes, I do.
You are a guest
in
this country.
Yes, I do.
You should act that way as a guest.
If I said to those two ladies, you are stupid, then they must listen to me. It's my right to free speech.
The only person here that's stupid is you. You are a guest in this country, pal. You are not an American citizen.
I heard you.
You have no right to get involved with
our
election.
I'm a guest, if I'm a guest, then you need to treat me better. You have to treat me better as a guest. You are being rude to me.
I don't have to do anything for you, Clyde. That's
yes, you do. Yes, you
country.
Do. You
we
need
in America
to treat me
don't
better.
Have to give you anything. That's the
problem. Unfortunately, it's out of your hands.
No, it is not out of my hands. It is not out of our hands. It is in our hands, and we made a big change today. We made a huge change today.
What happened? Yeah.
People like you need to learn, you and George Soros and the rest of you clowns need to learn, you are not going to take our country.
You bore me.
You're not going to take our country, my friend.
Phil Hendry.